in his house. Amen. Bless the name of Jesus. I don't know if you came to pray tonight, but I came to pray. Did you come to pray? I know she came to pray. You came to pray, right? All right. Who else came to pray tonight? Amen. Who came to praise the name of Jesus tonight? Amen. It's the only reason we are here, so we may lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Do not get me started, Pastor Ronnie. Goodness gracious. Woo! I feel a stirring in here tonight. I was really going to only read one passage of Scripture, but then that last song that we sung during praise and worship reminded me of something else to say, too. And I just want to set the atmosphere further for prayer. Amen. Because we're not praying to a dead God. Amen. We're not praying to a God that is too far removed from us. We're not praying to a God that cannot hear us. Amen. Like the idols in the Old Testament. We're praying to a God who certainly hears the cries of his people. Amen. And so David said in Psalm 134, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. And I love this. He says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Does anybody want to magnify the name of the Lord tonight? Amen. Listen, we must understand that we are the invited guest of Jesus. He is hosting this. It's not us. And David further said this in verse 4, and then I'm going to turn to Isaiah 6. He says, I sought the Lord and he heard me. That's what we're doing tonight. And he delivered me from all my fears. Not just some of them, every single one of them. Amen. And then Isaiah 6, in the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out. And the house was filled with smoke. Oh, I hope you're getting this glorious picture. And here's Isaiah, his reaction. So I said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am. Send me. Amen. I want to know if we have anyone in here tonight that wants to intercede. That says, Lord, here I am. Send me. I will intercede for the nation. I will intercede for the children of this country. I will intercede for the sick and the afflicted. Come on, is there anyone in here that says, send me, Lord. I will intercede because I know you hear me. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. That's what we're going to do tonight. And I'm going to kick us off with prayer, and then I'm going to ask Johnny to come up here. Amen. Actually, no, I'm going to ask Stephen to come up. Then we'll get to you in a minute. Amen. But right now, can you stand so we can honor the King and just set this atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to move? Because I don't know what you're believing God for, but I know that we have a God that answers prayers. How do I know that? Because the Bible tells me. How do I know that? Because he answers prayers in my life, and he answers prayers in your life, and he is still answering prayers today. Amen. So God, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, God, you are alive. We know that you are on your throne. We know, oh God, that you sent your son Jesus to die for our sins. We know, God, that you made a way when there was no way, Father. But God, we were destined and on our way to go to hell, Father. But Jesus came at the right moment and died for us while we were sinners. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly, and that's who we were, Father. But now we are the righteousness of Christ, of God through Christ Jesus, O Lord. And we know, Father, that your ear is inclined to your saints. And God, we call upon the name of Jesus right now, because we know that there is no other name above heaven, above earth, for which men can be saved, O God. And we know that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. And we know that at the name of Jesus, the demons in hell tremble at that name, God. We know at the name of Jesus there is power in the name of Jesus. We know at the name of Jesus there is healing and miracle working power in the name of Jesus. And so we know, Father, that we're calling on your name right now. And we know, God, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask, think, or imagine according to your will, Father. And so, God, we are lifting our faith up to you right now. We are building ourselves up on our most holiest of faith, Father, because we know, oh Lord, that you are hearing the cries of the righteous. And God, we have some petitions tonight. We have some petitions, oh God, not necessarily for us, but for this country and for this school and for the kids and for the children of this world, oh God. We've got many petitions that we want to bring up, Father, to the throne of God. And we pray, oh Lord, that our praise and our worship is like a sweet smelling aroma to your nostrils, Father, that you will smell it on high, God, and you will be pleased with it, O Lord. And we're not coming with an offering like Cain. We are coming with an offering like Abel. We are going to give you our very best prayer tonight. We are going to give you our very best worship tonight, God. We are going to offer a sacrifice of praise, O Lord, because you have been so good to us, O Lord. You have been great, Father, and there is not enough praises we could sing to glorify your name, God. But while we have breath in our lungs here tonight, we are going to lift up your name, Father, because you are worthy to be praised. We magnify the name of Jesus. Come on and magnify the name of Jesus with me right now. We know, oh God, that you are worthy. We know, oh God, that you are going to do what you're going to do tonight, Father. And we know, God, that we're going to link arms tonight and you're going to hear us, Father. And we thank you right now, God, that you are here right in our midst, Father. The name of Jesus is here, and we lift his name up right now. Whoa. I didn't even know where I was at. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Come on, Stephen. Thank you, Jesus. Stephen, can you pray for this nation? Let's pray for this country.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, right now, oh God, we look to you, Father. And Father, right now, oh Lord, we lift up, oh God, this nation, oh God, unto you, Father. Father, you know, oh God, that, Lord, that we are in dire straits, Father. We know, Father, the wickedness, oh Lord, that has gone on, Father. You know, Father God, that, Lord, that we as a nation, oh God, has turned away from you, Father. And so, Father, right now, oh Lord, I pray, Father, for you to have mercy upon us, oh God. Have mercy, oh God, upon the sins, oh God, that we have committed, oh God. You know, oh God, that we've turned away, Father, that, Lord, that every sheep, oh Lord, have gone astray, Father. But I thank you, O God, for the sacrifice of Jesus, that upon him, the iniquity of us all, O Lord, was laid upon him, Father. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, that your eyes, Father God, are still on America, Father. And we just pray, Father, for you to come, O Lord, and for you, Father God, to have your way, Father. We pray, Lord, for you to come, O God, and to help us, O Lord, to just turn, O God, back unto you, Father. We know, O God, that we, your people, Father, we, the church, Father, have missed it, O God, and we had allowed wickedness, oh God, to rise up, Father. And so, Father, we just pray, oh God, that, Lord, that your grace, oh God, would be upon a church, Father, to take its stand, Father. That, Lord, we would no longer live the shame, Father, before we would be a people, oh God, that would be bold, Father. That we would be a people, Father, that is non-compromising, Father. That, Lord, that we would be a people, oh God, would set our hearts, oh Lord, towards you, Father. And we would not look aside, Father. That we would not look, God, to the treasures. That, Lord, we would not look, Father, to the pleasures, Father. But, Lord, that we would only look to Jesus, Father. We know, Father God, that when we look to you, Father, that, Lord, everything else, oh, Lord, grows dim, Father. Lord, it's you, oh, Lord, who is our heart. It's you, Lord Jesus, who is our treasure, Father. Help our words. Help, oh, Lord, our mouths. Help, oh, Father, us, oh, God, to live for you, oh, Lord, daily, Father. Help us, oh God, to put upon our backs, oh Lord, the cross, Father, and to die daily, Father. Let us not wake up, oh God, to live for ourselves, oh God. Help us, oh Lord, to get up, oh God, to live for you, oh God. You, Jesus, you gave yourself for us, Father. Help us, oh God, to give ourselves, oh Lord, for you, Father. Help us, oh Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need a move, oh Lord, from you, Father. We know, Father, that, Lord, even in this time and day, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're stirring up, oh Lord, something among us, Father. And so, Father, we pray, Father, that, Lord, whatever you want to do, Father, whatever you want to say, Father, we just pray, Father, even right now, Father, for you to have your way. Have your way in our lives, oh God. Have your way, oh Lord, in our homes, Father. Have your way, Father God, in our jobs, oh God. We give it all, oh Lord, over to you, Father. It is you who is Lord. It is you, O Lord, who is God, who is King over ourselves, Father. Help us, O God, to give you your rightful place, Father, in our hearts, Father. I thank you, O God, that, Lord, it is you who is the one who answers prayer, Father. We know, Father, that your word says, O God, that if we, your people who are called by your name, Father, that if we would humble ourselves, Father, seek your face, Father. Turn from our wicked ways, oh God. The Lord, that, oh Lord, is the place where you will come, Father, and bring healing, oh Lord, into the land, Father. I know, Father, that, Lord, that you're waiting on us, Father. And so, Father, I just pray, Father, that, Lord, you would help us, oh Lord. Help us, oh God, to seek your face, oh God. I pray, Father, that you would breathe fresh life, oh God, into our spiritual walks, oh Lord, with you, Father. We pray, Father, that, Lord, you would breathe, oh God, upon those dead and dry places, oh God. Lord, where we have found, oh Lord, a struggle, oh God, to get into a word. A struggle, Father, to get into the place of prayer, Father. Father, I thank you, oh Lord, that Lord, it's possible that each day with you, Father, is greater, is sweeter, oh Lord, than the day before, oh God. I thank you, oh Lord, that Lord, there's always more, oh God, that we can go, oh Lord, in the greater depths, Father. I pray, Father, that, Lord, we wouldn't commit our time as you as casual, Father. But Lord, I pray, Father, that we would take advantage, oh Lord, of every moment, oh God. The Lord, when we come together, oh God, we would come, oh God, with a spirit, an expectation, Father. Because, no, oh Lord, we know that you're willing, Father. We know, Father God, that you're waiting, oh God. We know, oh Lord, that you are working and moving, oh Lord, in our midst, Father. We thank you, Jesus. And we give you all the praise and the glory, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I want to encourage you while someone is praying to just be praying at your seat. Amen, because the Lord is going to put something in your spirit to pray over. Amen. I'm going to ask Pastor Ray if he wants to come up. And can you pray for the church? Not just this church, but International Church. Amen.
Can I share a little bit first? You know, we're not powerless, right? You also know there's no walls in front of us. They've already been taken down. I want to share a testimony that happened since the last time we met for Wednesday night prayer. Nancy and I have the blessing of being able to speak to every student at our local school every Thursday. We're there from 10 o'clock all the way through the afternoon, and we get to speak to classes at a time. We were in the dining hall about, 11 o'clock, maybe 11:30, and suddenly we hear the announcement, school is on lockdown. Everybody out of the hallways. Everybody. We were in the hallway at the time as we greeted a class. I think there were third graders coming in. And we're standing there in the hallway greeting these children as they come in. Suddenly they get in. They shut the doors. We get in there. The children are wondering what on earth's going on. They don't know. You know, they start getting nervous. And there's children crying over here. They see a fire truck come by. They see a police car come by. They see ambulances come by into the parking lot. The big windows there from the dining hall is sitting right there. And they see all of this. They hear it all. And they start, children are crying. Children are talking. Children are worried. You can see it on their faces. Are we going to get shot? One child asked that question. And we were asked, please go onto the platform and see what we can do to calm these children down, because they were getting a little out of hand. And as we stood on the platform, Nancy said, "Can I have the microphone?" And she took the microphone and she said, "I want every head bowed." This is in the school. Every head bowed. No one talking except to one person. And I'm going to pray. And she prayed. There's teachers in there. Vice principal wasn't there, but the principal was standing in the corner. And Nancy caught her glance as she's praying. And by the way, Nancy's at home right now because she's not feeling great. I just sent her home. And she started praying. She prayed, and the children are praying along with her in public school. When Nancy stopped praying, the principal started a beeline straight toward her. And instantly she's thinking, uh-oh, we're in trouble. And the principal said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that." There are no walls. I'm glad you asked for to pray for the church, because the church seems to have walls right in front of them. Our churches seem, around our country, we act like we can't, we're here. We're in this is where we belong, right in here. We belong out there. We just come in here to rejoice over what happened last week. Are you the church? Are you the church? You have power. You have powers at your disposal. God has given you favor beyond your imagination. Let's just pray together. Receive the favor. Your time is coming to be able to step out into your community and talk to everybody who's on the streets, your neighbors, praying for your neighbors, praying for your family. Going in, did you know our school system is begging you to come and join them? We were both at the same meeting when a superintendent said, "Please come walk the halls of our schools. We need you there." So let's pray. Loving Father, we thank you. We praise you because you have done something in our lives that changed us. You gave us a new life, a new hope. You gave us a purpose to live. You gave us freedom to move about in our world and share your love. Father, your word is so real. If we will just step out in faith, I feel like Peter standing on the boat, seeing Jesus walking toward him, Father. And he says, "If it's you, let me come out." God says, "Come on out. The water's great." He's calling us to come out. Father, thank you for that call. Thank you for calling the church to become who we are, the body of Christ. Father, we ask that a spirit of freedom and a spirit of peace and a spirit of favor fall upon our churches. It's time. It's time the church stood up. It's time, Father, that we stood up and did what we're called to do, and that's to share the love of God. Father, we thank you. We praise you that you've given each one of us that opportunity. We may feel like we're not adequate enough, but Father, we know that you are. We may feel that we don't have the right words, but you do. We feel like we're not strong enough, but you are. We feel like sometimes that we're just going to fail, and maybe we're going to get in trouble because of the things that we say and do. But Father, we're only doing what you tell us. So today, Father, we come as a church here at Turning Point, where we see no walls anywhere separating us from doing what you want us to do. Empower us. We open up our hearts. Empower us. Give to us, Father, the power, the anointing. Give to us the strength. And give to us the love that we need to share with others. We thank you for that opportunity. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on up, Christian.
thank you, Lord Jesus. You're so good, Jesus. We bless your name right now, Jesus. I'm going to ask Christian to pray for just whatever's on your heart. Just how about that?
Some of y'all didn't know, we have an encounter weekend with the youth this weekend from Saturday to Tuesday morning? Sunday to Tuesday morning. There we go. So I'm going to pray over this encounter weekend. Lord, I come to you and I thank you, Lord. I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for this youth, this powerful youth, oh God. I know some of you may not know, but Lord, this youth is so powerful upstairs. This is the first time in a long time where I've seen 12 to 18 year olds just embrace your love, oh God. Embrace your glory and share it with no shame, no guilt. Oh, thank you, Lord. I thank you. I praise you. We praise you. Lord, I thank you for this weekend. I thank you that you've given us opportunity to come to you and encounter you, good, not God, not just encounter church, but encounter you, encounter your spirit, oh God. I thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray that boundaries break, Lord. Walls fall down, Lord. Generational curses, Lord, I pray that they fall in your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I know you're on that throne, Lord, looking down and smiling at this youth. We love you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord. I pray that you strengthen us as leaders, Lord, to embrace their problems, oh God. For them to be comfortable enough to share them with us. I pray for the strength in our minds, Lord, to just give them the right message, Lord. All these sessions that we're doing, Lord, I pray that you speak directly to their hearts and to their minds, oh God. I thank you and we praise you, Lord, in your precious name, oh God. In your precious name. Lord, I pray that you get us there safely and get us back safely as well. And that you just have your hand all over this weekend. I pray that your spirit moves through this weekend, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, oh God. I thank you and we praise you in your precious name. Amen.
Amen, Johnny. And I want Brother Charles to come up because taking Jesus to the streets is this Saturday. And I want you to pray over Brother Charles. Amen. Taking Jesus to the streets is this Saturday. They go out every month, the second Saturday. And they go out all over Crowley, all over Burleson, door to door. Amen. And you just pray over him as that the harvest will come in. Amen. The harvest is ripe, the Bible says, but the laborers are few. So we'll pray for laborers. Amen.
God Almighty, we come to you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for bringing Charles Amy and his wife Sandy to this church, Lord. They've been such a blessing here, God. Lord, we pray as we go out Saturday that you prepare the hearts and the minds of every single person that will be encountered, Lord. That you give boldness to the people going out, God. Boldness they've never had before. You put the words in their mouth to say, God. And I pray people are getting saved this Saturday, Lord. More people will be saved than they ever have during this ministry, God. We thank you for this ministry, Lord. We thank you for the people that have been saved already, God, that their destinies have been changed because people have been bold, the laborers, Lord. Bring them in. We need more, God. The harvest is there. You know the harvest is there. We know it's there, God. Bring in more laborers, Lord. More people willing to just serve you and say, here I am, God. Send me wherever you want. It doesn't matter. I will submit myself to your will. And my will become second, God. Whatever you want me to do, I will do it, Lord. I pray you convict us if we haven't done that, God. And right now you will raise up leaders that will step out in faith and go out, Lord. And the doors we knock on, Lord, anoint every single person that goes, Lord. And you know every single contact that will be made right now. And I pray you prepare the hearts and the minds of all of them, God, to receive your word. Lord, I pray you convict them now, and they will wonder what is going on here. When they see the people, they will just smile and rejoice because they're getting saved, God. We thank you so much for this. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Amen. I'd like to call my wife up here for a minute. I'll let her explain it. She's got some medical stuff going on, and Well, she can get through it. Come here.
I need prayer. A couple of weeks ago, I fell and I injured my shoulder. And I had a couple MRIs because I've been having some gallbladder stuff and all that. And the surgeon who was supposed to be working on my shoulder called me Monday. And he said, "Do you have a moment?" He said, "Your shoulder is responding to physical therapy. You're not going to require surgery on that. However, I want you to talk to my colleagues, a team of neurosurgeons at Texas Harris. And they said that because of a car accident many years ago, I have developed severe Chiari malformation type 1, as well as they're called cysts, a syrinx cyst in the spine, which is causing my spine to curve. And I thought the pain was just because of a car accident and also because of 40, because anybody over 40 knows sometimes when you get out of bed, you sound like a glow stick." And they said, "I will, the neurosurgeons talked to me and said, we're recommending that you have brain surgery." So I thought I was getting rotator cuff surgery, and so now they're doing pre-testing to put me under for surgery to clear up my spine, to clear that. But basically it's what happens when your cerebellum, the base of your brain, sinks into your spinal cord and blocks the flow of spinal fluid. So on a positive note, they did say that this would cure about most of my headaches I've been suffering for 20 years, but I had to deal with a lot this week because I've been told by neurologists that all these symptoms I've had, like the dizziness and the just pain and everything, was just my cross to bear. Once one doctor told me, my neurologist told me, "That's just your issue, honey. You're going to have to live with it." So I had to get through a lot of anger and then also frustration, because we just got my husband through cancer, and I thought my prayer has been for a year, "Lord, let us just have a year of peace." So to find out shoulder to brain surgery has been a real struggle for 2 days, and I'm scared, but I'm trying to trust God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for who you are, God. We thank you for Jamie, God. We just speak healing over her, God. We thank you that your hands are upon her, God, that she is your daughter, God. You are watching over her right now, God. Her life is in your hands, oh God. And I thank you, God, that you have answered prayer, God. This is an answer to prayer, Jamie. You have been wondering and trying to figure it out for years. Why is this causing migraines? Why is this causing so many pains? And God is answering your prayers. So God, we thank you for the answered prayer, God, and that you're going to continue to answer, God, by healing her, God, in the name of Jesus. You are bringing the right doctors to bring the right cure, oh God, to help and treat this, God, as they should, oh God. And we just give you the glory, God. We give you the honor and we give you the praise, Father. And we thank you right now, God, for hearing your daughter's prayer, God, and hearing your son's prayer, Father, as they have come in agreement, believing for complete healing, Father. We come in agreement for complete healing, God, that everything will be reversed, oh God, that she will live a life full, Father, a full life, God, an abundant life, oh God, giving you all the glory and the honor that is due your name, oh God. So God, we thank you right now. We thank you and we ask that your peace would be upon them, oh God. Bring your peace on Jamie, God. Give her peace of mind, peace in her heart, God, right now. Help her to not be afraid. Help her to not be afraid, God, because you are right there with her. You are right there. Jamie, do not give up. Do not doubt. Do not fear. Because your God is with you, and he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He has always been faithful, and he will continue to be faithful. So God, we thank you for being so faithful, and thank you for the healing in the name of Jesus. We honor you, God. We glorify you, God. God, we thank you, Father, that yes, this may not have been the news she wanted to hear, but God, it was to prayer. It was an answer to prayer, Jamie. And he is going to heal you. He is going to get you through this. And God, we're praying for a miraculous recovery in the name of Jesus. That as she recovers, God, the doctors will be, they will even be surprised at her recovery. But God, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. That by your stripes she is healed, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.